So today is Maghi Shukla Ekadashi. One who follows the path of bhakti in this world, then the mother of devotion, Ekadashi Devi, one will have to respect her. If he doesn't respect Ekadashi Devi, who is the mother of pure bhakti, pure devotion, then how will bhakti ever be born? Because Krishna Bhakti Janmul is Sadhusang. Sadhusang is the root of Krishna Bhakti. But still, the sadhu, even if he wants to follow the limbs of bhakti, if he doesn't follow Ekadashi Devi, then he is not even a sadhu in the first place. You just understand, he's like a great... He's actually acting against the desire of Bhagavan. And he's not really obeying the dictates of Sri Bhagavan. Because Mahaprabhu himself has said that every day you can have Mahaprasad. But it is the rule of Bhagavan that you'll have to follow Ekadashi. If you don't follow Ekadashi, then disrespect Ekadashi, then you're disobeying, disrespecting Sri Bhagavan. Therefore, one who follows his Uttama Bhakti, he'll have to follow Ekadashi. If he doesn't follow Ekadashi, then what to speak of attaining pure bhakti? Then, even in this material world, he'll not have any... in this material world also, he'll be beaten by threefold suffering. See, Ekadashi Devi, she protects her 11 senses. She nourishes our 11 senses. And she vitalizes 11 senses and engages them. Bhagavan Seva, making us free from all wicked qualities and decorating us with transcendental qualities and offering us in the service of Sri Bhagavan. Is there anyone more merciful than she, who is a condensed form of Bhagavan's Karuna? So who doesn't follow Ekadashi, then life after life is because of some duskriti, impious activities. Or one who is an upper mlecha, ignoble family. And, you know, then if he doesn't follow Ekadashi, then he is... All these adjectives can be used to describe him. How can a hospital help him? How can Tantra Mantra help him? Yantra help him? There's no use in trying to protect such a person who is not following Ekadashi, because he is acting against the desire of Bhagavan. Loa karma, vikarma, kukarma, actions that are against piety. And this way you only have this tendency to engage in wicked behavior. You'll never speak the truth. He'll say one thing to one person, he'll say another thing to another person. He'll never say the same thing to others. See, this is the sanskar that he has. Therefore, very difficult. In Javala, he went to Gautam Rishi, Satyakam, Javala's son. So Gautam Rishi asked Satyakam, who is your father? Then he said, I'll have to ask my mother. Then he went and he asked his mother, saying, Guruji has asked me who my father is, or else he won't keep me inside the Gurukul. He's only keep Brahmins there, Brahmin boys, won't keep anyone else there. Then mother said, oh, tell your Guru that in my youth I met with many men, so I don't know who your father is. Because I was physical intimacy with many men. So whatever his mother spoke, he went and he told his Guru. Then Gautam Rishi said, you are a Brahmin boy, because you're always speaking the truth. And you haven't hidden anything from me, so now you become my disciple and I'll keep you in the Gurukul. So therefore, those who are not following the limbs of bhakti, then what will happen? All these wicked qualities will appear in him. He can never make himself happy, neither can he make others happy. He himself is suffering and he make others suffer as well. And one person is happy, and so many other people can become happy as well by his association. Therefore, you see, the fruit of his association is seen. From the perspective of not following Ekadashi. Then how will he respect the sadhus? How will his mind work? How will he read the Gita Bhagavad? How will he read any scriptures? No matter how much people explain to him, still he'll say, "Oh, I forget whatever I listen to." He said, "I'm very weak." So where is your intelligence? Who has stolen your intelligence? These wicked qualities, these worms have eaten your intelligence. So then what will happen? Therefore, Guruji, many questions came to him. And when Gurudev was in India and abroad, then he said, if you want to follow any vrata, follow this Ekadashi vrata. No need to follow this Shanivar vrata, Budhvar, Somvar vrata. That's followed on different days. No need to follow any other vrata. Just follow this Ekadashi vrata. If you want to do bhajan as Raghunu Marga, Rag Marga, then follow this Katayani vrata. This vrata of the gopis. And then he said, and if you want to worship, then worship Giriraj. He is Sarveshwareshwar. He can reach you, he can make you reach the lotus feet of Sarveshwareshwar Prabhu. Except for Giriraj and Yamuna, no one has this qualification to make you reach the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. For they who are very fortunate, who have taken shelter of Giriraj and Yamuna, they are very fortunate, who have taken shelter of these personalities. So if one doesn't follow Ekadashi, then how will he follow the limbs of bhakti? Where will he get the satsang from? He won't have any ruchi for satsang. He's covered by all anarthas and durgun, wicked qualities. He will show to others, he's weeping, but still his heart is harder than a stone. He'll never melt. And what to speak of good qualities? He will not even think of any good qualities. Krishna, he has Duryodhan. That, oh Duryodhan, listen to me. You see, the Pandavas, they're like the sons of your uncle, Pandu. So give them 5 villages at least. Duryodhan said, no, I won't even give them even one piece of land. Even land in which a needle can be placed. He said, they're Kshatriyas, so they should fight. One who has the stick, he owns the buffalo. One who wins the war, and he enjoys all that he has conquered. And Krishna said, you will not listen to me. He said, no. Then he said, I know everything, but still I know what dharma is, but I cannot follow. And I know what adharma is, but still I follow adharma. And Krishna, you are the master of all my senses. So actually it is you who are inspiring me to follow adharma. You are responsible for everything that I am doing. Because you are Rishikesh, you are present in my heart. So you are directing all my actions. So just, you know, he's blaming Krishna. You are making me do everything. And you are, and as you are inspiring me, I am doing that. Same. Because you are in my heart, whatever you are saying and you are explaining, I am doing that. So then Duryodhan told Krishna, I need something. Krishna said, no. He said, why? He said, I came for a compromise, but you never listened to me. He said, all right, eat something. He said, I am not even hungry. And what Krishna do? He said, you have no love, you have no respect. See, if you had at least a little love, then I could have eaten. Then Duryodhan said, all right. Then he called his soldiers. He said, tie him up, put him in prison. Then Krishna said, all right. You yourself are a prisoner. And you want to imprison me. So how can you imprison me? So Krishna, sure is universal form. And then Duryodhan, he started passing urine, stool, and then he fell unconscious on the ground, seeing the universal form of Krishna. Now he was naked, now on the floor. All his clothes went away. And then Krishna, he left that place. And then he went to Vidurani, the wife of Vidur. Vidurani, she was thinking, oh, Prabhu is always coming to Hastinapur. I can now have his darshan. When will he come to my house? And I can have his darshan. Feed him. So in Krishna, he came to Vidurani and he said, oh Vidurani, I'm very hungry, give me something to eat. And she was thinking, I'm a Shudrani. How can I feed Prabhu? Now I have nothing. What can I give him? If I had something, then I could have given him. I have nothing. And Vidur, how is he? He doesn't even bring anything home. Because he was a Nishkinchana Kinchan Vaishnava. Then she was thinking. Then she forgot everything. And she was relishing Krishna's beauty. And before she used to think. And now she's seeing him directly face to face. Then she thought, oh, there's some bananas there, some ripe bananas. You feed them to him. You see, the bananas, you see, when you peel a banana, the top portion of the banana doesn't ripen so quickly. The lower part of the banana, that ripens very quickly. So therefore, she plucked them from the lower part because they become ripe from the lower part. So then, what did she do as she was peeling the bananas? She was giving the banana peels to Krishna and she was throwing the bananas away. And Vidur, he came and he said, what are you doing? Krishna is eating the peels, not the banana itself. You have no sense. She was so much absorbed in thinking about Krishna, she didn't even realize that she was giving him the peels of the bananas. And she never even realized what she was giving. When she's given her own self, then what is there for her to offer? One who hasn't given himself, he'll say, oh, I'll give this, I'll give that. But he won't give his own self, but he'll hide his own self. Because Prabhu takes him, then he's saying, oh, can I be independent then? I won't have any independence, how can I enjoy? How will I show? How will I enjoy this world then? Then I have to be the servant then. Then this noose will be tied around my neck. So he said, take everything else but don't take me. I'm ready to give everything except me. My own self. Those are the jivas, they're very intelligent. But how long can they be intelligent? Their intelligence will not last. So they won't follow Ekadashi. Once in Devlok, near Guru Brihaspati, there was a sabha, an assembly. All the devatas came there. And they said, oh Guruji, you're a tattagya, very knowledgeable person, qualified. And you see, demons are always attacking us, taking everything away from us. You see, the world worships us so much. But these dhanavas, see, no one cares for these dhanavas. But these dhanavas are always defeating us. They're taking away our home, our the earrings of our mother, Aditi, the Parijat flowers, they're taking everything away. And they take the apsaras away. So what can we do? So, can you do some tapasya for us, some yagya, some dan vrata, by which we can be protected? So Guruji said, I will teach you, but you never practice what I've taught you. Now will you ever be qualified? Who will protect you? The demons, you see, Shukracharya, whatever he teaches them, then, you see, Shukracharya is a descendant of Bhrigu. So whatever he teaches them, immediately they obey and they follow. they don't delay, they never disobey his instructions. Therefore, the Guru, he has accepted the disciples, and the disciples follow his instructions. You see, the disciple cannot follow his Guru, then how is he a disciple? I'll say, I am disciple of such and such a person. But have you followed at least one instruction of your Guru? He's saying, oh, I'm doing as much as I can. Then that means you're only a disciple to that extent. To that extent that you're following him. The Asuras, Danavas, Rakshasas are not like this. They always follow their Guru and all his instructions. Therefore, they're always conquering everyone. Now, whenever any problem comes to Brihaspati, then he says, we'll call all the Kshatriyas. Like you heard the name of Katanga Maharaj. He'd call all the Kshatriyas from earth to help them fight the demons. He called Muchukunda. Because the Kshatriyas are very powerful. You see, they fight for them on the side of the demigods against the demons. And sometimes, and when their intelligence is completely defeated, then what do they do? They call all these rishis, tapashis, brahmashis. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying in Godroom, then the demigods took him away. For 3 days he was missing. Where did he go? No, for 3 days they left him. Then they asked him, where were you? They said there was an assembly in heaven. And there was a great debate on one shloka of the Gita. They could not find any answer. In Gita, Bhagavan has said, Abhichet Sudhur Acharo, Bhajate Mam Aranya Bhak, Sadreva Samantavya, Samyak Vyavasita Hisa. Even if one is not just Durachar, Sudhuracharya. Even if Sudhuracharya means all kinds of wicked behavior. Even if such a person does Bhagavan's bhajan, then Krishna told, he tells Arjun that even then he's a sadhu. And if one doesn't accept him as a sadhu, then all the sins of that person will go to that person who refuses to accept him as a sadhu. And he'll have to suffer accordingly. He'll have to accept him as a sadhu. He says, Arjun, listen, my bhakta never perishes. You see? He's always doing my bhajan, so even though he's very wicked, still it's my responsibility. You always consider him to be a sadhu. If you don't think of him as sadhu, then you'll be punished. So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when the shloka was being discussed in heaven, there was so much confusion. They're saying, how can Durachari, such a wicked person, be accepted as a sadhu? Krishna, but Krishna is saying that, so does it mean that one will continue doing wicked activities while still taking shelter of Krishna? How can he be considered to be a sadhu? And also in the Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami said that even if you see any defects or faults in devotees, you should ignore them, just as you see foam or bubbles on the surface of the Ganga. Still the Ganga is considered to be, look at transcendence. Similarly, even if you see a sadhu, sometimes he is very harsh and he speaks very roughly. He is not even very handsome to look at. Even then you should think of him as a sadhu. So then they say, even if he has any bodily deformities, then this may be from his previous life, some karma, but still he is engaged in one-pointed bhajan, then you should think of him as a sadhu, bhakta. And even if you see any like foam or bubbles on the Ganga, they say, oh, this is not Ganga, it is only some, this is like some dirty part of the Ganga. No, she is Brahma Dharma. She is like liquid form of Brahma. You're committing an offense then to her. Prabhu Goswami is described. So whenever the Devatas have a meeting, then they call the Rishi Maharshis from him. Or they call the Kshatriyas. So they say, then there was a big fight. Indra Charon and on 33 million demigods couldn't answer. They would not have any strength to answer. Why? Because sometimes they disobey their guru and guru disappears. Therefore they are suffering. So that time, Arjuna also, he stayed for 1 year in Swarga. So, to Swarga Loka. Now what is Indra doing? Indra was, he was breaking down his entire city. His palace was being broken down, his kitchen was being broken down. And Vishwakarma became very surprised. He said, I'm building so many palaces for him, still he's destroying the old ones. And he's engaged me in creating new palaces for him, building new ones for him. So he was very surprised. So Brahma was thinking, how can we convince Indra to stop? Because now he's got this position now. Just look at me, now see how I've become now. Because of this position. Because of this post. Now who can do anything to me? Everyone have to listen to me. So Brahma was thinking he won't listen. So he called Lomaharsha Rishi. Go to Swarga. Then Lomaharsha Rishi came there. And then he was sitting. He was sitting out in the open. Not even in the garden. He was just sitting in some corner. Indra heard that a very great renunciant has come. Tapasvi. Indra went for his darshan. There he saw how effulgent he was. This very transcendental form. He had this transcendental form and just by seeing him, Indra's heart, in his heart he became very happy. Now he became very peaceful at heart. He was no longer restless. He became very happy. He said, oh Maharaj, you come to Swarga Loka. Matter of great fortune for me to have your darshan. So can I make kutiya for you? Small hut. Or else I can make a nice garden for you. What do you want? I can do for you. If you want any sevaks, sevikas, I can arrange. If you want amrit, I can give you this amrit. So what do you need? I can give you, Maharaj. Then he said, oh brother, how long will I live? My son, he said. No need to make a kutiya for me. Because I only have a few more years to live, but I'll have to leave everything behind. You see, even in Swarga, once pious activity is finished, the reaction is once pious activity is, then he'll have to fall from heaven. When Sukriti is over, then he'll have to again fall down to the material world. And also he may go anywhere. 14 planetary systems, he can go anywhere according to his karma, not just earth. Go to lower planetary systems as well. Or even the higher planetary systems. So Indra, Varun, Chandra. You see, Lomaharsha Rishi said, now, you see, Indra, Varun, Chandra, they accept a post, and then when their time is up, then someone else becomes Indra, Varun, Chandra. You see, so many Brahmas have come and gone, so many Shivas have come and gone. Sometimes you see a Yogiji qualified Shiva, he accepts the post of Shiva. It's not a person or personality, it's just a post. You see, Prime Minister means a post, not a person. One can be a president. Similarly, one can be Shiva. Anyone can be Shiva Brahma if he's qualified. If one follows Sadharma for 100 years, proper Dharma, then he becomes Brahma. And then if one for 100 years, he properly carries out all the activities of Brahma, then he becomes Shiva. And this way, one, he accepts the position of Shiva. If he, for one kalpa, for 1 millennium, if he follows the activity of Shiva, then he becomes a Vaishnava. Which means he receives this eligibility to serve Bhagavan. So this is not something ordinary. So Lomaharsha Rishi said, how long will I live? When you see all these hairs on my body, you see Lomaharsha Rishi, he had hair even on his tongue, even on his lips. He was covered head to toe by hair. And long hair, not even short hair. So he said, when all the hair on my body will fall, then I'll die, he said. Then I'll be liberated. No more hair remains on my body. Yeah, Indra said, how long does it take for one strand of hair to fall from your body? Then he said, when 1000 Chaturyugis pass, then when one lifetime of Brahma is finished, then one strand of hair falls from my body. So they say, when all the Brahmas will go away, then when all the hairs fall away, then I'll die. So therefore I have very few years left to live, he said. Then he said, oh, you see, the open sky is my house. You see, why do I need cloth? This air is as a cloth for me. This air is acting as a cloth for me. Why do I need anything in this world? Therefore, everything, I don't need anything, he said. Then Indra said, what is the meaning of life? Then you see, Loma Sharishi, he said, life is like a spark. See, a spark doesn't last for long. A spark is extinguished in less than a moment. Similarly, Indra, Varun, Chandra, all these posts are like a spark. Anytime the spark can be extinguished in less than a moment. Sometimes father thinks, oh, my son will enjoy. The son thinks, the father will enjoy. The father thinks, oh, my grandchildren will enjoy. And they say, they're only thinking. No. You see, they're being encaged in these four walls. And sometimes when a person becomes very old, his children tell him, oh, you stay outside the house. Because you're coughing so much, my children might fall sick. So now you're so old, no, just stay out somewhere. Or else what do? They take old people and they put them in old age homes or in the hospital. And sometimes they even euthanize them. Euthanize and have them killed. So Loma Sharishi, Indra asked him, Loma Sharishi, what tapasya have you done? That you are so qualified, you have such shakti, and you have such pure intelligence. Which herbs have you eaten? What tapasya have you done? All the devatas are coming for a darshan. And then, just by seeing him, they become very qualified. Because, not just darshan, he didn't empower those people who come to see him. Because, as long as one doesn't have the strength, when you see an old person, he cannot see anything. He cannot see on his own. Similarly, even though we have eyes without light, we cannot see anything in darkness. Only if there's some light, then we can see the world around us. But our inner eyes are still closed. Like you see, when there's a small bird, when it's still covered by the egg, then it cannot see its own form. It cannot see its wings, its feet. Similarly, in the seed, you see, the entire tree is in the seed, but the seed cannot see how many branches it will grow into, how many leaves it will have, flowers it will have. Similarly, the swarup of the jiva is already within the jiva, but the jiva doesn't realize it, what the swarup is. So similarly, Loma Sharishi told Indra, as long as you don't have this Atmagyan, as long as you haven't realized your eternal self, then just by seeing the world around you, there's no use. This is Kudarshan, Jadadarshan. Only when you have auspicious vision, Sudarshan, then you'll see your own self. You'll see Paramatma. Then the eyes of your soul will open. Then it is possible for you to realize something. And then meanwhile, this fight started. The demigods again, the demons again conquered the demigods. Then again they went to this Rishi, Loma Sharishi, saying, oh Maharshi, tell us something which we can be saved. Because we are only being beaten now, so kindly protect us. Then he said, alright. In this material world, once there was Maharaj Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra, he anyhow, by hook or crook, by deceit, he wanted to keep this kingdom with him. He was not just blind by birth, but even he was this illusion, this attachment to his own children that blinded him. He didn't care for his younger brother's children. He wanted to even have them killed. He was thinking, if there's some thorns, then the thorns should be removed in the field. Similarly, there should not be anyone to oppose my children. If there's anyone to oppose him, then kill him. This was his view. But what can you do to anyone who's looked after by Bhagavan himself? You cannot do anything to such people. So on Dhritarashtra, he said that ancestors, they have a rule. They made Yudhishthir the crown prince. So then Yudhishthir didn't want to be the prince. But the entire, all the citizens, they liked him. Dhritarashtra desired Duryodhan become the prince. But since Yudhishthir was of such noble character, everyone liked him. Therefore, Bhishmavitam also said that he is the eldest, so he should be given this position of prince. But still he wasn't happy. He was thinking, anyhow, I should remove this thorn, he was thinking. So then meanwhile, he called Yudhishthir and he said, now you are a prince and you'll be the king eventually. Now I've become very old. And you see how he was, just see how politics works. Then he said, you see, we have this rule that when there is Makar Sankranti, then you should bathe in the Ganga and you should stay there on the banks of the Ganga for 3 nights, perform a yagya, offer some tarpan to your forefathers, offer some oblations, pindadan, and on the third day, you should, all the Brahmin devatas, you should feed them and give something in charity to them. Therefore, whatever you want, you can take from our storehouse and just go serve all the Brahmins there. Bathe in the Ganga and we made a very nice palace for you. You can stay there for 3 nights. You do yagya for 1 day, then you offer tarpan for your forefathers, then you feed all the Brahmins, hold a nice festival, then you come back to Hastinapur. Then he said, alright. He said, alright, uncle. No, I'll follow your order now. So Yudhishthir came to his house. He said, I've received this order from our Dhritarashtra. You should go bathe in the Ganga. There's one place called Varnavati. He's made a very nice palace for us. His palace was being made since many days. Because he's the king, would make their palaces in different places. And every day they'd go, every year they go to Varnavati. For tarpan, dan, punya, yagya. Then the Bhim said, no, you shouldn't go alone, I'm coming with you also. So then Bhim also went with Yudhishthir. Arjun said, I will also come. Nakul said, we'll also come. Then Kunti said, I will also come. And they asked Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra said, alright, all 5 of you come. And your mother will also come, all say, good, he said. He was thinking, you see, before only one thorn would have gone, and 4 would have been left. Now all 5 thorns will go away now, in one shot. And you see, in Varnavati he made this house, this palace of shellac. So while going, he often pronounced to his elders, you see, if you don't take blessings of the elders, then anything you do will not bear fruit. So when they offered pranams to Vidur, then Vidur said, Bhim, you see, if any problem will come, then just go down to the basement and hide there. There's a tunnel there. And take and use your club to smash anything that comes in your way. And there's a tunnel underneath which has been dug and escape through the tunnel. So you take all your weapons also, don't go empty-handed. So Dhritarashtra, what did he do? He gave everything that he had in his storehouse to Yudhishthir. So that no one can be suspicious. That no one can have any doubt. He said, you take everything. And he said, so he took everything. To give everything. So where could he go? So when he went there, then everyone saw. Then Bhim, he took his club and he started beating at the walls of this palace and all shellac started pouring out. And then he was saying, what is this? This house is made of shellac. So then 5 brothers had 5 sevaks and Kunti also had a maid servant. It was a very nice palace there. And then in the evening, they offer lamps there, and all the soldiers are receiving the panchapandos, and they're beating their drums, their instruments, and they say, and all the prostitutes are dancing, and the Brahmins are offering their stotras. And they say, and then Bhim, when he came there, then Vidur, he gave a signal to Bhim. And then night they offered a ghee lamp. And then they offered a ghee, and then the servants, they showed each of the rooms to the five Pandavas, that here everything is there for your accommodation, food, everything. Then when they went inside, then Bhim took his gatha, club, and he started pounding at the wall. Then he saw, this is Shalak. And then see, when they lit the ghee lamp and kept it there, like you see right now, lamps are made of cow dung. You see, when you take a ghee lamp, then first the ghee will be set on fire. And the lamp itself will shine very brightly, and eventually, very quickly, it will extinguish. So when they lit this ghee lamp, then immediately there's a big fire there. And then the five Pandavas and Kunti Devi, they escaped into the forest while the whole palace was burnt. And when they reached the forest, it was 12 o'clock at night. And those five servants of the five Pandavas, the maid servant of Kunti, they died, they perished in that fire. And the Dhritarashtra came, everyone was weeping. Then he found six bodies there. And they performed the Agni Sanskar. And then they offered Pindadan. Then Dhritarashtra organized a big feast for him, fed everyone. Then he said, oh alas, oh my brother's children. Then he also shed some crocodile tears. Oh, where's my sister-in-law? Then he started saying, alas, alas, alas. And he was doing a big drama there, Dhritarashtra. So then they went in the night there. So Bhim, he said, all four of you, you rest along with mother, and I'll stay awake. Because they were in the middle of the forest. So anyhow, that time there were some old leaves there. It was spring. So they slept on these old leaves. So then meanwhile, a big demon came there. He saw all these five Pandavas, and he said, oh no, I have this nice food. And he was so happy. And he was approaching the Pandavas, and Bhim immediately saw this demon. He said, oh, if he creates a lot of sound, noise, then my brothers will wake up. And my mother also wake. So Bhim, he took him somewhere else, and he started fighting with him. So this demon, he was very great Mayavi. So then this demon, there was one very beautiful lady. She was showing to Bhim, defeat him this way, that way, this way. And she's signaling him, anyhow, kill him. So she was signaling him, and then by Tantra Mantra, black magic, anyhow, she supported Bhim, and Bhim killed this demon. Then this meanwhile, the brothers woke up, Kunti Devi woke up, and then this lady came, and she told the mother of Bhim, Kunti Devi, she offered pranams to the four brothers. She said, oh, I like Bhim so much, and I want to take him with me. Because the demon who attacked, he was my brother. I had my elder brother killed just because of my love for him. So give him to me. Then Kunti Devi said, you see, my elder son hasn't married yet. So how can I marry my younger son then? So anyhow, just give this Bhim to me. Then Bhim said, all right, I can marry in one condition. As soon as you give birth to one boy, I'll leave. And all right, will you agree to this condition? And he said, all right, at least one son will be born. Or else if I don't have any children, then what is the point then? So then Bhim, anyhow, you see, the lady, she was called Hidimba. Then she took Bhim to her palace. You cannot even imagine this palace. Oh, and this Taj Mahal was nothing in front of this palace. A very nice palace there. And she started worshipping Bhim there. Then Bhim was thinking, alas, where have I come now? What will happen to my brothers and my mother without me? Who will look after them? So he was very sad. So meanwhile he was thinking, whenever there's any disturbance, except for Krishna, who can possibly save us, protect us? So he remembered Krishna. And Krishna, he said, Bhim, you will be victorious. If you follow this Ekadashi in this month of Magh, on this bright fortnight, if you follow this Jaya Ekadashi, if you follow this Vrata, then you'll always be victorious. No one can defeat you. And she will also leave you. You will be free from this moha. You will have mukti. Saint Bhim, he asked, that, oh, you told me to follow this Pandavanijala Ekadashi during the summer. So difficult. So I followed this one Ekadashi. Then he said, no, every Ekadashi has a different name, Krishna told Bhim. Every Ekadashi has a particular speciality. They have the name Ekadashi, but they have different adjectives qualifying the noun, like Safala, Mokshada, Kamada. They all have different functions. So you follow this Ekadashi. So how can I follow, he said. And he said, from morning, you should respectfully receive Ekadashi of a Parga, Padhyarga, Achman and worshipper. And do her Archan Pujan, and then you just sit next to her and do some japa. And when Ekadashi will be happy, if you can worship Bhagwan. And do Katakirtan of Bhagwan's Leelas. And they say, Bhagwan, he spoke his instructions to Bhim and he disappeared. Then Bhim, he told Hidimba, you see, Hidimba, tomorrow is Ekadashi. So tomorrow I'll follow his vrata, nirjal vrata. I'll stay awake the whole night and I'll conduct my worship. Then she said, all right, I'll also do it. Then he said, all right, good. Both of us will follow vrata together. And then they followed this Ekadashi vrata. And what happened? He received Bhim, he was victorious his entire life. And even Hidimba, now she no longer wanted to enjoy him. And she also left everything aside. And Bhim also left her then. And what happened? By the mercy of Sri Bhagwan, then she had a boy in a womb. Now Bhim, he said, all right, now I can go. And this boy was also born. Then you know his name was Ghatotkach, this boy. He was a very strong person, Ghatotkach. And then Lomasya Rishi said in Swargalok that with Bhim, when he was victorious, therefore all the devatas, you will not follow his vrata, you will not follow any tapa, you will not follow any rules. So anyone, those who follow this vrata, tapasya, at least you go and ask them for some mercy. Like you see during this Kumbh Mela, all the Rishi Maharshis, tapasvis, they come there to do bhajan, to stay there on the banks of the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. The demigods also come there begging pots. They said, here, take amrit, take anything you want, just give us the fruit of your tapasya, your austerities. So this Bhimi Ekadashi is so powerful that devatas who follow this Ekadashi, then you see, even the devatas, they ask for the fruit of this Ekadashi. And they say, take anything you want in return. Then we'll also be victorious over these demons. And the demons, you see, they can never be defeated. In other words, our senses, our mind, they're also great demons. They're always destroying us from within. They never let us cultivate Atma-gyan. They never inspire us to follow the path leading to Paramatma. They close all paths. Ekadashi, she is so merciful. Then, that one being devoid of Ashakti and having this Sambandha, then he gradually advances. when he gives up these desires for woman, wealth, wine, prestige, and then his mind changes. Then he's striving to realize his eternal self. And he has his desire. Again, Shanti, Parashanti. So then, Loma Sharishi, when he spoke these words, then the devatas became very astonished. And first they came to Bhim. They said, "Oh, Bhim, you eat so much the entire day. How did you control your senses? How do you control your mind?" So then, Bhim, he said, "Without fear, one cannot do bhajan. When one is suffering, then he'll do bhajan, or else he'll never do bhajan." He said that, "I did so much, and when I came to Hidimba, I had everything. But Hidimba, she was a non-vegetarian. Because she was staying in the forest there. What would she do? She would collect all these, anything she'd get her hands on, she'd eat. Buffaloes, goats, and lions, even human beings. So how can such a lady be changed? And staying with her, just see what would have become of me then." And this is, she also changed, and I also changed. And my senses no longer trouble me. How was she? One day, Hidimba, she told Ghatotkacha that, "Oh, my son, now, you see, I'll have to achieve siddhi, perfection. So in the night, at 12 o'clock, I'm going to offer a human being sacrifice. So catch one nice young man. He should be very strong. He should be very strong and beautiful. And he should be young. And he should also be, and he shouldn't be a householder. So I need someone like this, someone very beautiful." So then Ghatotkacha, he saw one Brahmin boy, with tapasvi, great renunciant ascetic. He wasn't married, still brahmachari. So he said, "I'll sacrifice this boy." So then the Pandavas went nearby. Then Yudhishthira said, "Who's crying this way?" And told Bhim, "Go look." Then Bhim, he saw this big demon who was catching hold for Brahman like a puppet, and he was going from there. Then Bhim stopped him and said, "Where are you going? Why are you taking him?" He said, "My mother has given me this instruction that she's going to offer a human being in sacrifice." He said, "All right, you take me. You will not find a human being better than me. Leave him aside, take me. See how strong I am, how tall I am. And how did Ghatotkacha do? Take him? He just took Bhim by his hand and kept him on his shoulders. Although Bhim himself was so strong, Ghatotkacha immediately took him, kept him and took him to his mother. He said, "Mother, today I found a very nice human being. Now there will be a very nice sacrifice." Then mother came and he said, "Then who have you bought?" Then he said, "Why? You don't know who this is." He says, "This is your father." He says, "My father, you never told this to me before, that I have a father." So at that time, Bhim and Ghatotkacha, then they knew who they were. And during Mahabharata, then Bhim, he called Ghatotkacha. And Ghatotkacha said, "No, I can just squish all these people together. Or I just eat all of them. They're nothing, all these Kauravas." And he said, no, you shouldn't do this. This someone else will do. So that time Bhagwan, he told Hidimba and his son, his words became true. Like our Guru Varga. They went everywhere. And they said, "You'll have to follow Ekadashi." And following Ekadashi, you see that minds became pure. Now they were no longer inclined towards performing any sinful activities. Think, "Oh, I want to eat meat, drink wine, engage in all kinds of debauchery." Or they left all these habits behind. And so Bhim, You see, he explained to Hidimba and her mind changed. Everyone's mind changed. Gatugas' mind. And said, Lo Marsha Rishi, he was speaking all these leelas to the devatas. He said, you do tapasya. And if you cannot do this tapasya, then at least go ask from those who are following tapasya. And he said, you'll get the fruit of their tapasya. You see, in this way, if there are anything that's grown in a field, then once you pluck those vegetables out, then new vegetables will grow in that same field. Similarly, one is doing tapasya, then if you take the fruits of his tapasya, then he'll do more tapasya. So this way, by following this such Ekadashi Vrat, the Pandavas, they became victorious in all regards. For she is known Ekadashi as Jaya, Vijaya, Trisparsha, Pakshavardhini. She has so many different names, Mahadashis. Like Vyanjuli, Trisparsha, the eight Mahadashis. And then there's Ekadashi. So since then, you cannot follow Ekadashi in Swarga. Like you say, one person, if there's so much enjoyment, how can they do bhajan there? Someone who will catch that person, they'll kiss him, take him on the lap, and they'll say, oh, how long will you stay? Will you stop? At least smell this nice food. During Prabhupada Sasi Thakur's time, the one person, he came from a very rich family. And one day he was staying, then he fell sick. He got typhoid. Then the brahmacharis looked after him the best they could. Then they said, should we inform your parents? Because if you die, then what will happen? They said, oh, he's died inside the temple. Then what will happen? Then it'll create many problems. So then they said, Gurudev is your desire. I'm ready to die as well. But still, how can I go there? Then the parents came. Then the mother started crying so much. Oh, she called the doctor and she started serving her son. Then the son said, no, how can I eat what you have cooked? At least take medicine. He said, no, if the brahmacharis give me medicine, then I'll take. Then the mother was right there waiting. Then the brahmachari was giving him food, medicine. Then he was eating all these things. Then he said, how long will you disturb the brahmachari? He said, take this medicine, the mother said. He said, all right, here, take this water. He said, all right. And then he got fruits, flowers, then she made juice, then she made the sagudana. Then she started washing his clothes and cleansing him. Then after some time he became healthy. Then the mother said, how long will I stay away from home and be with you? So once you are already should return home, then he said, alright, I'll speak to Gurudev. And he asked Gurudev. And Gurudev said, okay, if you want, you can go if your parents are calling you. And once you recover, you can come back. He said, all right, Gurudev, once I recover, I'll come back. Then he went home. He said, I won't go inside, I'll stay out. And he was staying out. And the mother would cook for him and give him this food that she had cooked. Then she would ask him, oh, if you don't eat fish, all right, no harm. At least you can take some of the... I won't give you fish, but I'll give you a fish soup. You can drink this fish soup. Because the soup, there's only liquid. You see, there's cod liver oil. Even medicine is made of fish. So how can you not drink this fish soup? Just think of the soup as medicine and drink it. He says, how long can I feed you outside? You come inside the house, I'll feed you inside. Then he went inside. They said, now that you're drinking this soup, what's the harm in eating fish then? Need this fish, might as well. Then slowly, she then captured him. And now, as long as when he sees the sadhus, then he turned his face away now. Now he changed completely. So one has such association, then how can he do bhajan? Anyhow, this is like the relationship between mother and son. But when man is entangled in other relationships, then how can he possibly do bhajan? Lo Marsha Rishi told devatas, you go to Bhuloka, this earth, and do tapasya. Then you'll be victorious over the demons. Therefore, this Magmas Kumbh Mela takes place for 1 month. Then all the devatas, those who stay there, following Ekadashi, then they bring so many gifts to such persons. Take this, take that. But if you take something from them, then you lose your tapasya then. Because no one will go empty-handed. You see, if a beggar is coming to your door, if you don't give him bhiksha, then he'll take your piety away. He'll take your fame, he'll take everything away. You see, if one person is very hungry and he comes to your doorstep, if you don't give him anything, then he'll take everything away from you. See, sometimes they give 4-5 burfis to someone, for some they don't give anything. Then he says, alright. See, sometimes they give some very nice clothes to some, and to others they give like old piece of cloth. And sometimes they give rotis. It seems they're throwing these rotis, like how they feed dogs. But you see, you'll have to suffer and enjoy the fruits of your karma. So I says, the Sangha, how can you do tapasya bhajan? Therefore, devatas in this Kumbh Mela, they come for 1 month. And they say, for 1 month, who's performing austerities? Who's engaged in tapajapa? Who's following this vrata purely? Anyhow, they're following this vrata, we should take the fruit of this vrata. But if one comes to take the fruits of tapasya, then Varadev, he's there. If any demons come, then I'm there to protect. And just see, the next day is Varadvadashi. Varadev said, he said, I won't let the demons take anything. I will look after my bhaktas. I am Varasvarup. I will smell to see if anyone is trying to come and steal this, steal one's bhakti away. And then Nityanandaguru comes. And then he is Paramdayal. He is supremely compassionate. Andakanda, Nityananda, Arunanayana, Karuna Chanda. So Nitya is going to come. So what fear do you have? But one should be very careful. In this month of Magh, one should be very careful. Especially, not just Prayagraj. Like we say, before Kumbh Mela, how did it start? In Vrindavan also there is Kumbha. All the devatas, they come everywhere. Therefore, those who are following this vrata should be very careful. Before Paran, they can take anything away. After Paran, they cannot take anything away. They'll offer something, offer dandavat, they'll pray. They'll weep, they'll roll on the floor, roll on the ground. And they'll become very surrendered to you. Without them, you cannot even survive anymore. Because you see, the heart of the sadhaks is very soft. Anyone can make a hole there and enter. Because they don't have stone-like hearts. Because if one has a very soft heart, then anyone can capture that heart. But you see, if one's heart is like a stone, then who can go there? No one can go there. So you see, Rishi Maharshis, they have these conceptions. That on every Ekadashi has a different name and different fruit. And there are not just so many glories there. You see, the Puranas, they make, the Yudhishthira said this, he said that. But this is only meant to cheat people. But if you follow Sutta Ekadashi, then you'll have to listen in the Shrat Parampara, Guru Parampara. You'll have to receive that mercy. Or it's not possible. So tomorrow is Varadvadashi. So, Varadev, beginning in the morning, you see, Gita Govind Jayadev is written by the Payodhijale. This is the Dasavatara Stotra. So, this Dasavatara Stotra is sung in Jagannath Mandir. First of all, they sing this Dasavatara Stotra. And then they sing this Mangal Gita. And then they start doing Kirtan. And then Jagannath, he is awoken. And then the doors are open, Mangalarti is carried out. Therefore, tomorrow is the Agarvati of Varadev. Tomorrow we listen to his Katha. Hari Bol.
Sure. Shuddha.